Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Woo! Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time for bottle rock tickets.
Oh, I know you've been waiting.
I know you want to hear your secret code word. Man, people were getting that feisty yesterday. Like, shut up already and give me the code word. I want to text it in and win my damn tickets. Oh, I wish we could turn back time to yesterday. And then I would give you your password in a timely manner. So, 3-day general admission passes for Bottle Rock Napa Valley 2022. It's happening Memorial Day weekend. Today at 10 o'clock, single day tickets go on sale. Metallica is headlining Friday night. These guys. Damn it. What is their
21
name?
21 Pilots.
Thank God someone knew.
And
they're
by
on
the way,
Saturday night.
I know Lord. Some of you out there are like, 21 Pilots? What? These two dudes know how to put on a rock show. I don't know where they came from or how they got the
Well,
experience.
I will say, you know they're not the Stone Temple Pilots, which is what I was trying to call them.
Oh, boy.
I knew there were pilots in there.
They
and
are
on Sunday, it's Pink.
Excellent. Yeah, and Pink is another one where I think that, you know, Christina came back such a freaking confirmed fan from her show that I think that if we had to choose, I would lose and we'd end up going on Pink Day.
Well, listen, if you win these 3-day passes, you don't have to choose. You get to go to all the days, any of the days, two of the days, just one of the days, whatever you want. You'll have 3-day passes. So the code word this hour is party. P-A-R-T-Y. Party is this hour's code word. Text the word party to 20357 right now. That is not our regular text line. That's our contest text line. 20357. Text the word party. And you got your chance at the best in live music, wine, food, and craft brew. For your chance at Bottle Rock, text party to 20357. I feel like I've really gotten that point across now. God, I can't believe I couldn't think of 21 Pilots. I'm like, Stone Temple Pilots is not who it is. Oh, there's Michael. Michael Franti is on
there.
Sunday.
Yeah.
And now it's time for our dear friend, Scott Capurro.
Pink is fantastic. You gonna go?
Yeah, you can go if you want. Tickets going on.
No, I'm asking you if you're gonna go to see Pink. That's a great show.
I don't know if I'm gonna go to the Sunday night one because generally I can't do 3 days straight. And there's the Metallica night I think is. I think I'll go to the Friday night. I think we're gonna be up there anyway.
Straight, but yeah.
There's a couple bands on the Metallica day that I'm actually kind of interested. Even though I'm not a giant fan, I kind of want to go see Greta Van Fleet, of all people.
So you know, though, I just read on the Chronicle website, and it might happen up there, too, that they passed these new laws here in the city for major events, for large events,
yes.
Not shows I put on, but for events over 500 people.
Yes.
And you've got to be, if you're over 16, you've got to be not just vaxxed, but what is it,
boosted.
Zoomed or buffed? Or boosted. You've got to be buffed.
Right.
And
buffed.
Yeah. So get buffed and have your proof of your buffing before you go.
I have my double vax and my proof of buffing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all ready to go. I have to be double buffed?
Yeah. No, I didn't say double buffed.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. Do you have it on your phone or is it on paper?
I have a piece of paper, but I do have that little QR code that you have on your phone.
Oh, okay. I got to get that QR code.
It took 2 seconds, Scott. I can't.
Very really?
Easy. Yeah, yep. Really, really
All right,
easy.
We'll do it before, because we're flying out next week. We might need it for that. But yeah, that'd be great. Really fun. Really fun to be with people. We were just in Santa Cruz. There's lots of people on the street there. It's great. I don't know if they have homes permanently, but they were great to see people out and about hanging. And I lived in the Tenderloin. It felt like home there. But, Santa Cruz is great, Vinny. I get it. I get why you really have sacrificed your freedom and your health to live there. It's great. It's really... It's great. Okay. No, it's made you, a bit angrier than usual. Just have to commute. But now you don't have to because, of the illnesses. But it's great living there. It's so... pretty. It's beautiful. God, the sun's
What were you guys doing there? Just visiting or?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Like, we have nothing to do, no shows to play, so we might as well go for a drive. I can't be in this house with you for one more minute.
Exactly. We went on a Monday because, Monday night's my night off, like every other night. And I went down there with my husband because he enjoys being outdoors with the peoples on the streets. He likes all those guys. He knows them from Hate Street.
Well, and he gets weed from them. Right. I remember.
I guess. I think he just likes hanging out with people that have a free kind of open mind about life. And they're kind of gypsies, those guys. And they're really fun. He recognized some of them from Hate Street.
Some of them are mentally ill. But yes, there are others who do live a different...
Aren't we all? I just spoke to my sister last night.
They're living a very different lifestyle. And they'll tell you.
Yes. Yeah, right. The only difference really is they have to... they can't procure their... painkillers through doctors. They have to get them on the street. I mean, it's a rough life, isn't it?
Right.
Like my sister who has her pain blockers handed to her by Kaiser. But anyway, yeah, it was great.
Pain blockers? What's a pain blocker?
I know. I never heard of them either. But she's fine, apparently.
Is that like an opioid?
Apparently not. It's a non-opioid.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Just a pain blocker.
Well, that's good news. Mm-hmm.
Pain blockers sound great. Do you have to pick where you want blocked?
I know. You're totally interested in that, aren't you? Yeah. I know. It's it blocks all the...
All the pain, and all the memories too. Oh, great!
All goes away.
So
it's like
I can get everything.
What's that thing they give to pregnant women that numbs the whole lower half of their body?
Oh, that's the injection in your spine.
Epidural.
Yeah. Oh, right. That
epidural. That sounds like the pain blocker. It's like.
Yeah.
It's like an epidural.
I can bring you over a couple, Sarah, when we drop by today. I'll grind them up and put them in your teeth.
Please don't drop by. We're not accepting visitors at this time.
No, we're coming by.
Well, don't bother because there's Omicron everywhere, Scott, and I do not want to give you any, and I don't want you to give me any.
Right.
No gift exchanges. It's after the holidays.
No, we'll be 6 feet away. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. We'll stay in our cars. It's like you're. I think your house now is like a drive-through. We just roll the window down and yell some stuff out the window.
It's true. It's been a long time since we've really been able to hang out, isn't it?
It'll be great. Yeah, it's weird, all this, isn't it? That's why we went to Santa Cruz. We just wanted to be outdoors around people, but at a distance, outdoors around people. And all those aged surfers pretending they're 19, it's so inspiring. It's so super cute. They're all changing.
Bro, what are you talking about? I am 19. Hello.
Oh my God. But Vinny, they run out onto the cliff and just jump in the sea with their surfboards and start surfing.
I'm very familiar with that spot, yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah, well, sure.
Do you just jump in?
Well, yeah.
Man. I'm really...
I know, I always picture it as you leave from a beach, but I don't...
No, they don't. They just jump in from a cliff.
Well, there's different spots, but I know where you're talking about, yes. I'm very
familiar. Yeah, near the lighthouse. He jumped the gate. I guess it's illegal. I don't know. And then he just ran down. And we're like, where is he going in his bare feet? And boop, just plopped himself in. Adorable.
It was probably Vinny.
It was.
No, I don't think
so. I would like to think if you saw me, you'd say hi, but maybe not.
No, you'd be running away with your surfboard.
Maybe.
Running down to the water.
They do look like they're in a bit of trance.
I don't want to talk to you. I'm here to... In the trance?
A little bit. Like, they just need it
I'm
so
going
bad.
To my temple. I'm going to go and worship on the waves right now. But I don't have time to talk
photos.
With you. Well, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. No, I mean of the surfers doing what they're doing.
Oh, I see.
And the guys come up from the water to check the photographer to make sure that he got shots. I think it might be... We couldn't figure out, Vinny. Is it people on vacation that want photos of themselves in the sea? Or is it... Could they be semi-pro surfers?
Yeah, it's probably more likely the second one.
Oh, semi-pro surfers?
Yeah. Guys who need photos for their portfolio or for their sponsors.
Oh.
Here's a picture
of me. I wanted Speedos, though.
in your
there
stomach.
Were no,
there,
no, there's
the
mosquitoes.
Water's 52 degrees. Come on. Yeah. Or 54, whatever it is right now.
The wetsuits are nice, though. I mean, they still show the outline of the body and hold everything in.
Maybe, yeah, most of it, yeah. They camouflage a lot of stuff, I can tell. There's a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of... but yeah, you know, when you're swimming at aquatic park,
what are you saying?
In bathing suits there.
I'm keeping it buffed. I'm double buffed.
I'm totally double buffed. It says on my paper right here. I've got the QR code and be double buffed.
Rock on.
Oh yeah. A lot of the guys too, they have Dahmer vans, which I admire that they've held onto those too. Like
big white vans with no windows.
Yeah, with tinted windows, big white vans, with like a dent here and there. It's a Dahmer van. And one guy lifted the back of it, and he had like a bed in there and a coffee machine. Oh, Edson's like, that's the life. That is the life for me right there. I'm like,
that is not
Are
the
you
life
serious?
For me.
Oh, yeah. That's what he wants. I said, honey, if they take your credit card away from you, you fall apart. What do you have to try? No. He said, Kapoor, I just wanted to get in the car and just drive and just go. Just drive and see the world.
Yeah, but then 4 days later or 400 days later, there you still are in your car.
Well, yeah.
All
I
right.
mean, look where we live now. A tiny apartment, not much to.
You've got a very nice closet. You even have artwork hanging in your closet.
Thanks for noticing. A new piece is on its way to match that one.
What's that, that one? That looks like an airplane crash. I'm sorry. We're looking through your Zoom at some kind of weird death painting that you have up on your on the wall in your closet.
It's great. Okay. It's so nice. And that artist has released some more of his work.
Hey, are you on TikTok?
You know, I thought about it.
You need to get on TikTok.
We
were doing a story earlier about the money that people are making on TikTok it's absurd.
Yeah.
Like, there's these two sisters. One of them is, I wonder if there's some real sibling rivalry here, because one of them made $17.5 million.
Well, one of them is a star.
Well, the other one is also a star. She made $10 million.
Yeah, she's a singer.
Why aren't you on TikTok? Why don't you guys? Because Brent could get you on there. He probably knows people.
I have an account, I think, but I've never posted a video.
I know, me
but I was thinking, you know, you do a lot of your stuff on Instagram now. Like, why not also do it on TikTok?
Doesn't hurt.
Can't hurt
or, you know, the radio stations I perform on could pay me, but I guess that's never.
No, that's not how it works. We promote your thing, and you come on and hang out as a guest. That's how, that's what
recently.
That.
I guess that contract
that's
changed
what
without
that
my signature.
Trans, there was no ever a contract.
It's, no, it's exactly.
It's a transactional
no
relationship.
I'm scum. Yeah, so just get on there and
oh
then shut
God.
Up. It's weird, you know. I guess I could do the TikTok thing, but then I need an editor because they're really short videos, aren't they? They're tiny, like 30 seconds
some
or less.
Some people seem to have
yeah, you
go
can do
live
it all through
and,
the app.
Yeah, you can
the
do
app
it.
Takes, yeah,
really?
You can learn how to use that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of cool features there.
Give me something to do in the UK because all those shows are probably about to shut down as well.
The world is shutting back down.
I went to the Punch on Sunday and there were 12 people in the audience and I walked in and I saw that and I thought, I probably won't do a set then because I'm not really great in front of 12 people. I can seem a bit aggressive and confrontational.
Never you went there in case they had a spot for you?
I had signed up for one. I went there and then I looked in and I'm like, in this room, I might seem a bit scary. And you know,
or you might have totally ruled and made new friends.
Such a big step forward for you. I really am impressed. Well done, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But he
actually sees I'm about to torch my career. I should not. And then goes through with it.
Thank you, Vinny.
Wow.
Thank you very much. What's left of the one page out of the book that is my career. I'm about to set that on fire. And why do that when I can just sit and watch people do it for their own careers? And it was weird, though. As I walked in, the woman who runs the club ran up to me and said, oh, no, you've got to get tested. What are you doing here? You've got to get tested. She had her mask on. I'm like, what are you talking about? We've got to test you right now. I'm like, you're not testing me right now. I'm here as an audience member. Oh, no. She tried to stick this thing up my nose. I'm like, no. Get back. What? And
she came at you with a swab, you're saying.
Yeah.
You were
swab
assaulted.
I'm like, where's my Bill of Rights? Back off. And she said, no, you got to be. I'm like, no, I'm just going to sit and watch the show. Thank you. But, you know, because the audience obviously doesn't. It's just the comedians.
You know, I would think you'd want to get on stage when there's only 12 people in the audience on a Sunday night because they're clearly into comedy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Why didn't you do it?
Sold those 12 tickets. Because I really wanted to watch this one performer. I really wanted to see this gal I'd heard about and see if she and I could work together in the future. And when I'm thinking about my set, I'm not really listening, to be honest, before. Afterwards I can, but not before. I'm just thinking about what I'm going to do. And I really wanted to focus on her. She was great. And hopefully we're going to do a show in Marin at some point when I'm back. But
And when
then I got an email
back
from the club manager saying, "Hey, help me figure this out. I hear that you showed up and refused to test when your husband has the COVID, and we were going to give you a free test. You shouldn't have been there anyway." I'm like, "What?" But one of the staff members I'd heard SNI and IGTV kidding about the COVID thing and all that's going on, and assumed that he had it. It's just like,
didn't you guys have it a couple weeks ago?
Well, I had it in October. He's never had it. He's buffed, oh. I don't get it. Everybody's there's this bit of paranoia around it that's scaring people.
Oh, you think?
Oh, you're surprised by that,
that's
are you?
Really,
I mean, it's only been two. Oh. We're going on 2 full years of this nonsense.
I know. I really thought it'd be done by now. But
yes, are in a very non-exclusive club.
Yep.
Right. This COVID's like a guest. It's just hanging on for too long. Speaking of which, we'll see you around 3 o'clock, Sarah. I can't wait. And
right.
When you approach us with gloves on and a mask, my coffee, the milk needs to be grass-fed cows, if that's all right. I think I made that clear in the past. But grass-fed milk, please, in my coffee.
Shut
no sugar.
Up. Shut up.
Really do. Hey, so you are performing on Instagram again. You're doing these half-hour Saturday night shows.
Yeah.
Is that happening this weekend?
Wait, it is. Did you tune in last week?
I did not. I didn't.
Yeah,
I was busy last week. I'm very sorry. I was busy having drinks.
Doing absolutely nothing.
No, that's not
true. So you have drinks with people. So you have drinks, but not us. But people come over for drinks.
Yep, we have a bubble. We have a bubble that we're in. And the bubble left and went on a bike ride. And then we were drinking.
Right. Okay.
So,
all right.
Sorry about it.
So even with the pain blockers, I don't get in the bubble? Even with those?
No. But you live in the city and you go around. You go to Santa Cruz. You're all over the place.
Tune in? Oh, yeah, I saw that you didn't.
Vinny lives in Santa Cruz. What are you talking about?
So yeah, Vinny doesn't leave his house. He's walking around the street seeing what homeless people he can find.
They're charming, Vinny. I love the music.
Okay.
I mean, who knew tambourines would make a comeback? I love crocheted trousers.
And now we need to take a break. And Scott is performing at 8 o'clock on his IGTV. So follow him, Scott Capurro, on Instagram. Fantastic. Wonderful to see you. The news is next. Okay. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!